The First Sunday in Lent, March 9th. The Collect and Psalm will be read from the Episcopal Church Book of Common Prayer. The Old Testament, Epistle, and Gospel will be read from the New Century Version Bible. Almighty God, whose blessed Son was led by the Spirit to be tempted by Satan, come quickly to help us who are assaulted by many temptations. And as you know the weaknesses of each of us, let each one find you mighty to save, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Old Testament is from Deuteronomy chapter 26, verses 1 through 11. When you go into the land the Lord your God is giving you as your own, to take it over and live in it, you must take some of the first harvest of crops that you grow from the land the Lord your God is giving you. Put the food in a basket and go to the place where the Lord your God will choose to be worshipped. Say to the priest on duty at that time, "Today I declare before the Lord your God that I have come into the land the Lord promised our ancestors that he would give us." The priest will take your basket and set it down in front of the altar of the Lord your God. Then you shall announce before the Lord your God, "My father was a wandering Aramean. He went down to Egypt with only a few people, but they became a great, powerful, and large nation there. But the Egyptians were cruel to us, making us suffer and work very hard. So we prayed to the Lord, the God of our ancestors, and he heard us. When he saw our trouble, hard work, and suffering, the Lord brought us out of Egypt with his great power and strength, using great terrors, signs, and miracles. Then he brought us to this place and gave us this fertile land. Now I bring part of the first harvest from this land that you, Lord, have given me. Place the basket before the Lord your God and bow down before him. Then you and the Levites and foreigners among you should rejoice because the Lord your God has given good things to you and your family." Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. The psalm appointed for the day is Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2, and 9 through 16. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High abides under the shadow of the Almighty. He shall say to the Lord, "You are my refuge and my stronghold, my God in whom I put my trust." Because you have made the Lord your refuge and the Most High your habitation, there shall no evil happen to you. Neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. They shall bear you in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and adder. You shall trample the young lion and the serpent under your feet. Because he is bound to me in love, therefore will I deliver him. I will protect him because he knows my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I am with him in trouble. I will rescue him and bring him to honor. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. The epistle is from Romans chapter 10, verses 8b through 13. The word is near you, it is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the teaching of faith that we are telling. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and if you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. We believe with our hearts, and so we are made right with God. And we declare with our mouths that we believe, and so we are saved. As the scripture says, anyone who trusts in him will never be disappointed. That scripture says, anyone, because there is no difference between those who are Jews and those who are not. The same Lord is the Lord of all and gives many blessings to all who trust in him. As the scripture says, anyone who calls on the Lord will be saved. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. The Gospel is from Luke chapter 4, verses 1 through 13. Jesus, filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan River. The Spirit led Jesus into the desert, where the devil tempted Jesus for 40 days. Jesus ate nothing during that time, and when those days were ended, he was very hungry. The devil said to Jesus, "If you are the Son of God, tell this rock to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written in the scriptures, a person does not live on bread alone." Then the devil took Jesus and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in an instant. The devil said to Jesus, "I will give you all these kingdoms and all their power and glory. It has all been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I wish. If you worship me, then it will all be yours." Jesus answered, "It is written in the scriptures, you must worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil led Jesus to Jerusalem and put him on a high place of the temple. He said to Jesus, "If you are the Son of God, jump down. It is written in the scriptures, he has put his angels in charge of you to watch over you." Psalm 91, verse 11. It is also written, "They shall catch you in their hands so that you will not hit your foot on a rock." Psalm 91, verse 12. Jesus answered, "But it also says in the scriptures, do not test the Lord your God." After the devil had tempted Jesus in every way, he left him to wait until a better time. The Gospel of the Lord. On March 13th, we celebrate the life of James Theodore Holly, Bishop of Haiti and of the Dominican Republic. Read from a great cloud of witnesses. James Theodore Augustus Holly was born a free African American in Washington, D.C. on October 3rd, 1829. Baptized and confirmed in the Roman Catholic Church, he later became an Episcopalian. Holly was ordained deacon at St. Matthew's Church in Detroit on June 17, 1855, and ordained a priest by the Bishop of Connecticut on January 2, 1856. He was appointed rector of St. Luke's, New Haven. In the same year, he founded the Protestant Episcopal Society for promoting the extension of the church among colored people, an antecedent of the Union of Black Episcopalians. He became a friend of Frederick Douglass, and the two men worked together on many programs. In 1861, Holly resigned as rector of St. Luke's to lead a group of African Americans settling in Haiti. Although his wife, his mother, and two of his children died during the first year along with other settlers, Holly stayed on with two small sons, proclaiming that, just as the last surviving apostle of Jesus was in tribulation on the forlorn Isle of Patmos, so by his divine providence, Christ had brought this tribulation upon me for a similar end in this isle in the Caribbean Sea. He welcomed the opportunity to speak of God's love to a people who needed to hear it. Through an agreement between the House of Bishops of the Episcopal Church and the Orthodox Apostolic Church of Haiti, Holly was consecrated a missionary bishop to build the church in Haiti on November 8, 1874, making him the first African-American to be raised to the office of bishop in the Episcopal Church. In 1878, Bishop Holly attended the Lambeth Conference, the first African-American to do so, and he preached at Westminster Abbey on St. James Day of that year. In the course of his ministry, he doubled the size of his diocese and established medical clinics where none had been before. Bishop Holly served the Diocese of Haiti until his death in Haiti on March 13, 1911. He had charge of the Diocese of the Dominican Republic as well from 1897 until he died. He is buried on the grounds of St. Vincent's School for Handicapped Children in Port-au-Prince. Let us pray. Most gracious God, we thank you that your servant James Theodore Holly labored to build a church in which all might be free. Grant that, inspired by his testimony, we may overcome our prejudice and honor those whom you call from every family, language, people, and nation, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.